I decided to reply to the strange email about becoming a television agony aunt. Out of sheer curiosity, really. They want me to come in for a meeting later today. I've no idea what I might be letting myself in for. I mean, if I did do it, what would my clients think? Would they think, look, that's my therapist. Fantastic. My therapist is on the television. Or would they feel betrayed? What's she doing on the box? She's supposed to be my therapist. She's supposed to sit in a room in North London and listen to me. But now it's 10:45 and it's time to see Howard.
He just stays in his bedroom all day. I don't know if he's sleeping or what. And then at night, he appears, stands looking into the fridge for a while, grumbles and goes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like living with the undead. I'm working double shifts. My wife works full time and Aaron... Well, I'm beginning to wonder whether he's taking the piss. I mean, we want to be supportive. We are supportive. We want him to be happy, to fulfil himself. We want him to follow his dream. But seriously, sometimes I wonder if he's a secret Islamist or a serial killer, because I don't know what he does all day up there in his room. You hear about it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
He was very quiet, kept himself to himself, and then he went on the rampage with a machete.
And you can imagine Aaron doing something like that, can you?
No, I'm joking. Oh, that would be far too much effort for him. My wife says when she gets in from the office, she knows he's been up and about because there are dirty plates in the sink. So at least we know he's eating. But if you try and talk to him, he just says he needs space. And he can't get a job because he needs to concentrate on his band.
Mm-hmm. What sort of band is it?
Oh, I don't know. Loud. I'm not up on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Indie, hip-hop, garage, trance or something. It sounds like someone mending a car. Apparently they're very good, very respected. Lots of people like them. I love him. He's my son. And I suppose at least the band doesn't practice round at our place or we'd have to move out. Oh, seriously, we would. I just wish... Oh, no, I can't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he'd move out. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. I can't believe I've said that, my own flesh and blood. He's 31 next month.
Has he always lived at home?
Oh, when he went away to college, we thought that was it. We've raised him. We can let him go now. And then he came back. For a couple of months, he said, till he found his feet. That was 8 years ago.
And he's not worked since?
Oh, he's done bits and pieces. Worked in a guitar shop for a few weeks. Had a go at acting. Well, extra work. It's not really acting, is it? More hanging around the background in a hat, from what I could see. But anyway, he didn't like the early mornings. He's more of a night person. Don't like early mornings myself, actually. But, you know, being a chef, you work all hours God sends.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he might fancy it himself, cooking. He used to love it when he was a boy. But he lost interest. He said he wouldn't mind being Jamie Oliver, someone like that, but he wouldn't want to be like me. An ordinary chef. Actually, I'm quite a good chef. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he wants to be on the telly. So I understand, I do really, how important it is for him to make a go of the band. But obviously, as time goes by, you begin to wonder, don't you? That he... you know.
That he what?
Well, you begin to wonder... what if he doesn't make a go of the band?
Mm-hmm.
When do you say, come on, Aaron, time to throw in the towel? It's just... we'd quite like... my wife and I to sell the house. Get a little flat, release a bit of money, cut down our workload a bit. And we can't sell the house. Because Aaron's in it. Well, that sounds a bit selfish, doesn't it?
Is that what you feel? That it's selfish?
He wants to be up there with the best. He's not interested in mediocrity, he says, which is admirable, in a way. My wife said to him once, have you never fancied being in a band like Simply Red? She loves Simply Red. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he didn't speak to her for a week. I suggested to him a couple of years ago that the band could be a hobby. You know, he could do it after work. Mm. And he went up in a blue light. To a certain extent, I don't blame him, because what sort of work could he do? Mm-hmm. He's got a 2-2 degree in media studies from one of those invented universities, and no work experience whatsoever. Unless you count the guitar shop.
He doesn't earn anything at all?
Well, not really, no.
So basically, you're supporting him?
Well, no. My mother died a few years ago, and he got half the proceeds of her house. Oh. I got the other half. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm paying for sitting here talking to you. It was only a small house, not worth very much at all, but, you know, it gave him a bit of security.
So he could move out if he wanted to?
Oh, he hasn't got enough to buy anywhere, oh. Not in London. And the equipment for the band cost a fortune. So he's stuck, really. In our house. I'm beginning to wonder where we went wrong. I suppose that's why I'm here. I don't know where he got this notion from that ordinary isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Is it because he's an only child and we spoilt him? My wife always said to him, you can do anything you want. The problem is he seems to have taken her seriously. And I'm not sure we knew what we were letting ourselves in for. Or what we were letting him in for that matter. I mean, I don't think he's happy. How can he be, living like a vampire in his parents' house at the age of 30?
What about girlfriends?
Oh, yes, girlfriends. Nothing serious. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see one come out of his room in the morning. They've all been very polite.
And do you think he's unhappy?
We're all unhappy. It's a bit like having a taciturn lodger. Except that even a taciturn lodger would be paying rent.
Have you talked to him?
A couple of months ago. We went out for supper. Oh. It was his mother's birthday. And basically, he set his sights on being a megastar. He didn't put it like that, but it's what he meant. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to say this. I could be completely wrong, because I don't know anything about the sort of music he plays. But I've listened to music all my life. I know a bit about it. And what worries me is this. What if he's not really very good?
Are you saying that's what you think? That he's not very good?
I don't know. I could be wrong. I want to be wrong. The woman next door, her son's the same age. He's a solicitor. Mm-hmm. He seems happy enough. Aaron refers to him as tragic. But actually, it's Aaron's life that has the most potential for tragedy. My wife says leave him, he'll sort it out himself eventually. But what does eventually mean? He could be living with us for years. Like a giant cuckoo. I've got insomnia, indigestion, eczema, palpitations. I'm hyperventilating. My wife's become very snippy, and she's not a snippy person. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think it's because of this huge looming presence in our house. The huge looming presence that is Aaron. Our son, Aaron. Whom we love. But I'm beginning to hate. I don't mean that. Of course I don't hate him. I just think somehow we got it all wrong. My wife encouraging him to reach for the stars and all that sort of thing. Because there's got to be some sort of rationale to it, hasn't there? Mm-hmm. Not everyone has a major talent. Most of us don't. That's okay. But I think we sort of encouraged him to believe in himself to a degree that is probably unhealthy. Unhinged, in fact. We thought we were doing him a favour. and we weren't. Because the disappointment, when it comes, is going to be huge.
You sound as if you think he will be disappointed.
I'm a bit afraid. Yes.
And what about you? Will it be disappointing for you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Because we let him drift into this, so it's our fault.
Who else's fault do you think it might be?
Well, the whole thing... The whole thing's mad. It's like overbred dogs or something. We seem to be breeding creatures that can't do anything useful anymore. Or at least they don't want to. Unless it's on the telly. I've trained young chefs whose sole ambition is to get a TV programme. It's like if you're not watched by millions, your job doesn't count. Mm. You don't count. And I'm lost here. I'm completely at sea. Sometimes I want to go up to Aaron's room and kick the door down. I want to throw him out onto the street and then throw his stuff out the window. Which is a joke, really. Because I don't even know what he's got in his room. I've no idea what it looks like because he keeps the door locked most of the time. Sometimes I feel quite violent about him, actually. And I'm not a violent person. Mm-hmm. I've never hit anyone in my life. I can't believe my own son has made me feel like this. I want to say to him... I don't know what I want to say to him.
Imagine I'm Aaron. Say to me.
Why do you think you're entitled to live like this, Aaron?
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think his reply might be?
Well, the problem is, I think he's probably depressed. Mm. God knows I would be if I were him. He wants to be a major rock star, and he spends most of his life in his parents' back bedroom in Cricklewood. There's a bit of a chasm there between what he wants and what he can get. Or, to put it another way, between dreams and reality. Mm. So, you see, I don't want to say too much, do I? I don't want to make things worse. And besides, any day now, it might come right for him, mightn't it? That's what I'm banking on. It could come right for him any minute now. I think that's probably my 55 minutes up, isn't it?
Actually, it is, Howard.
I'm a chef, you see. Perfect timing. You know that ad where she flicks her hair and says, because you're worth it? Mm. I think that's where it all started to unravel. I'll see you next week, then.